Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Ambassador. I would also add my voice in thanking you for organizing this meeting today. Civilians have always been the most vulnerable group in armed conflicts, as this has always been the case. With the changing nature of armed conflicts, I'm going to try to be slow. I don't have another copy, unfortunately, for the interpreters. Of armed conflicts, civilians are even more exposed to adverse effect of use of conventional weapons. We have to include an additional reality to this picture. Today, terrorism, which has no limits to intensify its acts, no rules to abide, and no respect for human life, strikes fear into civilians in different forms of attacks. Terrorists mostly use civilian concentrated areas as safe havens for their heinous acts, and they serve distorted and fake information to international media. Turkey shares the growing concerns over devastating impacts of armed conflicts on civilians. And we join the others whom rightly identified the goal of this process should be increasing compliance with the IHL, not instead creating new norms and principles. Therefore, we believe that elements of a potential political declaration should be in line with this understanding. In any endeavor to minimize the adverse effects of armed conflicts on civilians, there is a need to make clear distinction between non-state actors and terrorist groups. Non-state actor is an ambiguous term. Therefore, we strongly against to any engagement with internationally recognized terrorist groups by misusing and exploiting the very nature of the term non-state actor. Needless to say, terror organizations cannot be considered as a party to an armed conflict. In this regard, any effort in regard of EVIPA should not open the way for terrorist groups to use populated areas as safe haven for their heinous actions. In any further efforts in the context of the EVIPA, role of non-state actors should not be exploited. Engagements with such groups need vigilance and the consent of the relevant country. That being said, as an initial remark, Mr. Ambassador, in general, we are supportive of the France, Germany, UK joint paper and US technical compilation paper. Thank you.